One, we're on the air broadcasting.
All right, here we go.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Does it sound weird?
We are echoey. Yes. There we go.
There we go.
That's what
Nervies.
I was. That was the hand signals I was trying to give you.
Oh, I thought you were asking what number, what show that we're on.
No, I guess my hand signals aren't very good.
Thank you for downloading episode 329. Today's Sunday, November 14th.
August 10. It's 3 p.m. here on Sunday afternoon.
August 10.
I said 2010, didn't I?
No, you said August 10. That was so weird.
Okay, I meant 2010.
Look, everybody else says August 10.
Okay, I'm
crazy.
You're
fucking it up. You're fucking it up.
Okay, just chalk it up to my craziness. I meant 2010. Apparently, I'm in August 10.
You're trying to go back to your birthday, right? Is that what it is?
I guess.
I just want to say right now that I am so happy that there's people in the room, but there is one person that has a special place in my heart.
And who might that be?
And of course, he's at the top of the list.
Drummer Sticks?
His name is Drummer Sticks.
Oh, well, isn't that fabulous?
He was talking about on Facebook how he was looking into my brown eyes this morning and how he was just, he loves his mama, his little mamas.
Just like all the other men that look into your brown eye.
They never get to see that. Sorry. Mm. Only in a relationship. Normally, sometimes things happen.
Mm. Well, I am glad everybody showed up.
I know. There's more people than there were like 3 seconds ago when there was only like two people. I was getting nervous. I was like, oh my God, no one cares about our life-changing events going on in our lives.
Well,
that we're going to talk about later.
Yes. And Ricky's been building this up for a while now, but we're going to get to all of that in part two.
Yes.
Of today's, and say it with me, little show.
We borrowed that.
Yeah.
From Aunt Vera.
Yeah.
Auntie Vera.
Yeah. Big fatty, how do you keep people from blatantly ripping you off?
Did Ricky win Miss Puerto Rico?
Only by injection.
Yeah, because my skin, well, they're white people in Puerto Ricans, like straight up white, blue eyes and stuff. So
yeah, Julian is not selling Amway.
What's Amway?
You never heard of Amway?
No. What is it?
It's like a direct marketing thing. It's basically a pyramid scheme where they have people sell their shit directly to other people. Uh-huh. And they make like cleaning products and household products. And
so kind of like Finger Hut? Is that the same thing?
I guess, yeah.
Ooh, Finger Hut, blast from the past.
Finger Hut. Amway is also the sponsor of the basketball arena in Orlando.
That's the same company?
The Amway Arena. Yes, it is the same company.
That's the one they just rebuilt that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's huge and nice.
And why, thank
too.
You.
Ew. Never. Volga!
There goes your Cheerios.
I ate Rice Krispies. You're like, so what?
Aren't you a buzzkill?
Womp, womp.
So what do you got going on?
Not much. I worked out today. I went early, like at 10:30 or 11. And I was there for 2 hours today.
Oh, so a lot of men in the steam room?
No, I didn't go in. What happened was 2 weeks ago, I was in the locker room and I was getting my stuff out.
Pause. I'm not ignoring you, Drummer Sticks. Hi there, honey. How are you? I'm sorry.
No one ignores the brown. Well, you are brown.
Didn't
so.
Get to say hi, but hi. Okay, continue.
Should we just say who's in the room first so we don't ignore everybody?
We can.
Drew. Who's Drew? Oh, is that Drew Ray G?
I don't know. Drew, Drummer Sticks.
Ginger Bear Mama.
Guru Nudie.
Haunt Cub.
Hieronymus.
Mew. Miss Catherine Bacon.
Melissa the Confused.
Nessa.
You.
Me. Who disappeared?
I don't
Somebody
know.
Somebody just disappeared. Romo.
Steve in the UK, okay.
Tara.
Veritable Virgo.
And Yasmamadu.
Oh, and somebody's saying hi to Knot. So, oh, Knot is now in the room. Well,
oh, hey, Knot.
Hello, Knot.
Hey, dirty boy. I know you're dirty.
Yes.
Dirty straight boys. So what happened was 2 weeks ago I was at the gym and I was getting, you know, taking stuff out of my locker and putting everything, you know, put my bag and stuff in my locker and my my bike. What would you call that? Pod, I guess? The thing that attaches to the seat?
Basket.
Well, it's really not a basket because it's not wire. I guess that's like a pod.
Carrier.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Like, what would you compare it to a car? Like, one of those Big Mac things. Remember on top of the car people used to have
that? Oh, yeah.
Which, like, I haven't seen one of those in forever.
A hamburger box on
top
of the car.
Right, that's what it looked like. But it's kind of like that, but it attaches to the seat, and it's kind of, it's, I don't know how it's, I don't know how to describe it. But, Big Mac, I know, right? I could totally go for that right now. So I was at the gym 2 weeks ago and I was taking my stuff out of the locker and putting things in cause I'd just gotten there and I put my lock on my locker and the key was in the locker. So I had to go ask for the bolt cutters. So now I don't have a lock. I have to go buy one and I keep forgetting.
And where had you gotten that lock from?
You.
Yeah.
The spare one that you had.
Uh-huh. And now the spare lock you got from me is now cut into pieces in the, in the Polk County landfill. Thanks, Ricky.
No, I recycled it. So, but the reason that I did not go to the steam room today is because I bought a new pair of shoes and I'm afraid somebody will try to steal them while they're off my feet. So, since I don't have a lock on my locker. Because these shoes, I'm telling you, are amazing. I, like, ran like a hungry African. It was crazy. I'm just saying.
Racist.
I'm just saying. Put a meat in front of a hungry African, they will run.
Well, you do notice it's always like the Kenyan that wins.
Shit, we have 20 users.
The Kenyans that win the New York Marathon.
They run fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because they're like they're all lean muscle.
Yeah, and they're all about to be murdered by their like tribe members and stuff.
Or hungry lions.
Good one.
Poor thing. Here comes the begging for money part to pay for the shoes.
Yes.
No. I have the begging for money part coming up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you finish your...
Okay. But, well, that's the end of the story. So I refused to go into the steam room with those new shoes on because they were kind of expensive. But because the shoes I've been wearing, they were older.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different running in these shoes compared to my older shoes. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I was able to run at a faster pace and longer. And it feels better on my feet. I don't know why, but I guess it made me less tired. I don't know.
Well, I guess that's what good shoes are supposed to do.
But everyone, well, not everyone, but when I was at work, I wore them at work on Friday, and then like 10 people were like, those are the ugliest fucking shoes I have ever seen. And then everyone else was like, oh my God, they're so cool. And the guys at the gym, they were like, those shoes are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Should I go get them so I can show them to you?
I did see your
picture
of you in the track suit with the shoes on, and I have to say...
I'm not in a track suit. That's just a jacket.
It looked like a track suit. With the shoes on, and I have to say, Miss Johnson, what time does PE start today?
I said it looked like Sue Sylvester from Glee. I did look like a lesbian with beard and everything.
I know.
So, yeah, that was my story on that.
How much do we love this past week's Glee? Speaking of Sue Sylvester.
Oh. I want chubby boys to kiss me too.
Right.
If you haven't seen it, sorry.
where was that when I was in high school?
I know. Well, they were there. They just never kissed you.
Well, yeah. And first of all, I couldn't be an out gay singing homosexual when I was in high
right?
school. Hell, I almost got beat up as it was and I wasn't out.
Oh. Well, were you in band or something?
No. I tried
were
to
you
I tried to be
on the dance team?
No, I tried to be as insignificant as possible.
Is that why you were so skinny? You were trying to be like disappear?
No, again? that was just a bonus.
Donna Sugar says, I was a huge faggot back then.
Well, some things don't change.
But Donna Sugar's, she's out in California, right?
I think so, yes.
I wonder, like, if our when our time we were in high school, so let's say the mid-90s.
Or early 90s.
Well, mid-90s for, well, yeah, we were in high school in the early 90s. Yeah. Well, 92, 93 for me. And then I graduated in 95. When did you graduate, Julian? 93?
I plead the fifth.
Rick Scott's in the house.
Exactly.
Ugh, we got to talk about that, too. No, have we recorded since then?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's been so goddamn long.
I'm just 1896. Whoa. They had high school back then. They didn't even have kindergarten when Big Fatty was that old. When Big Fatty was in school, they didn't even have kindergarten. I think they went straight to fifth grade. Straight from, like, the farm or something. I don't know.
Move the show forward. Yes.
So I'm just wondering, like, in California, like Los Angeles, how it was, if it was any different. Like, if you were able to be a little bit more open in the city than it was,
in the
small country like we were in.
Well, I think just like here, it depends on what part of the state you're in.
Gavin graduated in 1979. That was 2 years after I was born. Just saying.
So anyway.
Drummer 6 says, hell no. There was no difference.
Okay.
I always wondered that. So
anyway, back to our begging for money.
Mm-hmm.
If people have been keeping up to latest episodes, a few months back, I had got a speeding ticket.
Oh, God.
And this goes back to what I had tweeted yesterday, that when it rains, it pours.
And you didn't answer me back?
Yeah. I had hired an attorney to take the case to court because I needed to avoid points on my license.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not eligible to go to driving school any longer because I've used up all my chances.
And how many times can you go in
five
your lifetime?
Five in your life.
And when did you use the fifth one?
Probably when I was 23.
Fuck. I've only been once.
So anyway, my hearing was last week, and I received, 2 weeks ago, and I received a letter in the mail Saturday with the results of my case, and no points, no school, but I have to pay a fine in the original amount of the ticket.
And then you have to pay the attorney, too?
Well, I already paid the attorney.
So how much did you have to pay the attorney?
$150.
Oh, well, that's not as much as I thought it would be. No. And how much is your fine?
$241.
So I guess it was worth it? I don't know.
I guess I avoided the
point. How many points do you have now?
None. I haven't.
And how many would have you gotten?
Three. No, four, because it was over. I was speeding over 15 miles over the limit.
And how many are you allowed to have before, like, it gets crazy?
Well, your license is not revoked until you get 10.
But those four would go off after a few years, right?
3 years, yes.
I don't know. I think it would have been worth it, because I don't think your insurance would have went up that much.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you're old, like me, too.
It's just a very bad time.
Donna Sugars graduated in 2002.
Hush. It's just a... The timing of this fine happens to be piss poor.
Right. That's since they couldn't even reduce the fine for you?
No, since it's the holidays.
Well, you're giving the gift to the county. That sucks.
Thanks.
I was wondering what you were talking about, because as soon as I saw the tweet, I texted Michelle like, what happened?
I wanted to fucking just stick my head in the oven. I'm like, really? What else is going to happen now?
Well, you know, I'm going to just grace the subject because of this thing we're going to tell you guys about later.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to do a lot of like soul searching kind of thing. And, you know, I always try to see the silver lining in everything. Even if bad things happen to you, you always try to see the best.
Yes.
So, I've been getting rid of a lot of negativity in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, some people are not happy about that, but I don't really have to explain anything as to why I'm getting rid of this negativity in my life, but you will find out.
Are you going to go delve into that further? Or is that as much as you're going to touch on that?
I don't know. I don't know what I want to say about it because I mean, it's really insignificant now.
Okay.
But, I mean, you could say what you want to.
Well,
in general.
I'll say in general, if you bring back up negativity by continuing to talk about it, then you're not really taking the negativity out of your life.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
But I've calmed down now, so I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that
it used to be really bad.
That was the point I was seeing in that. If you're not removing that, if you're going to keep talking about it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but no matter what you've heard, because I'm sure other people have heard about it, there's always two sides to every story. So just remember that. But that's it.
And
I know it's very vague. I'm sorry, but I don't want to talk too much about
it. It is very vague. And also, I'm going to say that Ricky's views are Ricky's and
yes.
Julian's views are Julian's. So, and just because Ricky feels one way doesn't mean Julian feels one way and vice versa.
No, we're together.
No, we're not.
Not like that, though. Yeah, but Big Fatty's show is part of Pride 48, so we can't get rid of all negativity. Oh, I love Big Fatty. I think he's probably one of the most positive people that I know, like when it comes to podcasting and life.
He is.
He gives a lot of life lessons, even though he doesn't realize it, I don't think.
He does. He taught us a lesson one time.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah. G.I. Joe, he's the American hero. G.I. Joe is there. Hello, 1985.
God, I feel old now. Thanks for that.
So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
We have some voicemails.
Do we?
Yeah, we've been on for 20 minutes, so should we go there? Or do you have something you want to talk about
quick? I have one more thing I can talk about.
Canadian listener.
Oh, we have Mexicans in the room.
Mexicans! including drummer sticks.
Thanks for the vague power hour. a few episodes back, I had talked about the Magnum condom in the backyard.
Oh my God, please don't tell me.
The used Magnum condom with go-go juice still inside of it.
Ew.
Well, no, there wasn't more, but there were Swisher Sweet tips, you know, the plastic tips that are left when you get done smoking them.
What? Smoking what?
Swisher Sweets.
What is that?
It's a little small cigar.
Oh, with the white thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there were several of them in the backyard, too.
I wonder.
There is only
there was
one.
A camp there.
There is black people smoking blunts and having sex up in my backyard. And I do not appreciate
smoking
it.
Smoking blunts.
I can just see them pulling their 6'4 Impala with rims back up in my backyard.
And their 6'4 dick.
With their right drinking a 40.
They don't have 40s in Florida, so they'd have
drinking
to be from
Georgia. Drinking their 32 or quart or whatever and having sex, ruining some white girl, knocking the bottom out of it.
Ugh. Of the car?
Yeah. Of the snatch. So anyway, I think I'm going to like take a piece of wood or something and like put nails through it
and
lay it on the paint it green, lay it on the ground. That way, when they drive the back the hoopty up into the backyard, it punctures their tires.
Oh my God! And I'm going to forget, and I'm going to drive over it.
No, I'll put a sign facing this way. It says severe tire damage.
Oh, okay. Melissa the Confused says, I like how Julian says black with extra syllables. Blake, people. We have 22 users. That's more people than we've had in a long time.
I know.
Who's Canadian listener? Is that Jason?
I don't know. And where the fuck is Turnip Head?
Well, Turnip Head.
He has been like missing in action.
He disappeared.
For like, I seen him like put one tweet on
like
yesterday or the day before, and I haven't seen him for a month before that.
It's Larry the Canadian.
Larry the Canadian.
Hmm.
I.
Is Ginger Bear Mama, is your name Larina?
Larina.
All right, you want to play a phone call?
Yeah. Oh,
let's talk for a few more seconds.
Oh, Jesus.
I forgot to pull it out.
The phone call song. The phone call song.
That too. Oopsie. Here we go. Let's drag that.
There goes lunch.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Dr. Pepper.
You're a pepper, I'm a pepper, we're all a pepper.
Bitch.
Is that right? Bitch. Oh, my stomach's growling. Oh, we got to talk about weight loss real quick. I'm out of my plateau.
Oh, you've jumped off the plateau.
I've jumped off the plateau. I am down to 245.6 pounds.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. So that means we need two more cent in our PayPilot account, Q-Sledge.
Our PayPilot?
I mean, that's the program I use at work. It's a program I use at work that writes checks. PayPal.
Is that the program you use on August 10?
Yes. Yes, not 245 pounds. I'm 6 foot, 245, and I need to lose about 80 more pounds to be in my range.
And I'm still 5'8", 153.
Oh.
And the computer went. Oh, sad.
Ricky's fat ass.
But still not fat enough.
Kimichi Tezuku. Are you from Japan?
Suzuki?
Are they from Japan? Oh my God, Julian, you're tiny.
Yes, 5'8", 152 pounds. And whatever. I'm still bigger than Big Fatty.
Right. Everybody's giving us their weight and height.
ASL.
Oh, AOL. I remember that. Not 6'2". I had no idea he was that tall.
Well, pictures can be.
I didn't know
deceiving.
That people got that tall over in Europe.
It's only the French that are.
6'5".
A lot of fucking pounds.
Donna Sugars, you're 6'5".
There is no way. You're a
because
tall bitch.
I saw her It Gets Better thing. There is no way she's 6'5".
Oh, Nessa quit.
Yeah, she was like, I'm not telling my height and weight. You don't ask a girl that. Melissa the Confused, I think all women in the room are purposely being silent right now.
Fucking Nessa hauled ass because of it.
She's like, no, no, I will not. Gavin's 8 foot in heels. Oh my God.
Yeah, what are they? It's 3 foot heels?
I know, right? Move the show forward. All right, phone calls. Fine. Here we go. I think Mama's just here to see if she's called.
Yeah,
myself,
right.
But let's see. Here we go.
You still didn't get out the phone call song.
No, they're
you?
Here. Yeah, I played it, right? Yeah, I played it because...
Oh, yeah. It was brought to you by... I can't remember shit anymore.
CRS. Wait, I want to save that for the second part of the show because we need to wait.
oh, you're not going to play Mama's phone call.
No, it needs to be in the second part.
Now you're going to make her mad because she wants just
and she's going to have to listen to the whole thing, Mama.
She just wants to hear herself.
Right.
Hey, y'all. This is Not So Tiny Tim from Oshkosh by Gosh. I'm calling because I'm listening to the episode titled Suck a Dick Up, Tell You Hiccup. And would you rap?
That is a very old show. Like, I think maybe in the 90s, I would say. That's an old show. So whatever he talks about, I really am not familiar with. So here we go.
Another question was, would you rather have a baby on your shin or give birth through your mouth? And I'm finding it kind of ironic that Ryan said in the last episode that he didn't want to be a children's multivitamin because he didn't want himself in children's mouths, but yet he wants to give birth to children out of his mouth. How does that make any sense? Anyways, love the show, guys. Keep up the good work.
He's talking about Ryan from Booty and the Beard.
Yet another spinoff of the Foul Monkeys, which Big Fatty talked about on Friday's little show.
Buzz 36, yes, he did. You know, because that's what she said is a spinoff.
Uh-huh.
Buzz 36, I'm going to need you to, that 80 kilogram shit, you're going to need to make that in pounds, please, because I don't do math. I don't do weird people math. Sorry.
We don't do what the rest of the world does.
They do what we do.
Yes.
But obviously they don't, because pretty much everybody in here is from the United States, I guess. So, 170 pounds. Oh, yeah. Buzz 36, I think he lost a lot of weight also. How much did you lose? Ricky and Julian, I have been listening to your little show since July, and I enjoy laughing on my way to school every week. I'm 5'11", 210, muscly, and a lot of freckles. Oh, Canadian listener, could you send your picture to foulmonkeys@gmail.com like right now? Because I want to see you. And if you're over 18. Because he said school, so that makes me nervous.
Your mama really is really adamant that we move the show forward.
I know, but her call's not going to be played until the second part.
Apparently, your mama never listens to Big Fatty when it's just 20 minutes of nattering,
right,
and nothing ever moves forward.
Right.
Oh.
Grady Judd is watching you, Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hate him. We need to talk about the elections too, I think. We haven't really done that, but
we have any other calls, or we're gonna end this first half?
Oh yeah, let me finish this. I'm gonna play this.
Oh yeah,
it's a continuation of the call that we we used to have a segment on the show that was like, would you rather, because we had like a pad that, you know, it's like an everyday question. Would you rather do this or this? Would you rather do this? And we used to ask those questions.
No wonder the show's so much better now. I mean, besides me.
You know what we didn't do? Did we play the intro?
To what?
To the show.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Fuck, we can't remember shit. We need some Ginkgo Gagloba, whatever that shit's called.
St. John's genital wart.
Oh, no, we don't need that. All right, here we go. Second call before we get started on the second part.
I totally forgot the main reason that I was calling. Not so Tiny Tim from Oshkosh by Gosh, Wisconsin again. The real reason that I called about that episode.
I didn't have anything for breakfast, Melissa.
The one titled Suck a Dick Up, Tell You Hiccup. Is because me and my boyfriend run into that problem a lot, where I hiccup every time I suck a dick up, because I have this little thing on my chin that somehow every time it gets rubbed causes me to hiccup. And my boyfriend has Ricky's balls, which are really big and low-hanging, and every time those balls hit my chin, I hiccup. So,
this is not a pornographic show. We do not want to hear your stories.
Since when?
He really likes it, though. He likes it when I hiccup on his cock in my mouth. Oh, I shouldn't have said that word. Oh, I'm sure it's okay. You say a lot worse. Anyways.
What do you say? I quit listening.
I don't know. I hiccup. So, He really likes it, though. He likes it when I hiccup when his cock is in my mouth. Oh, I shouldn't have said that word. Oh, I'm sure.
What mouth?
Say a lot worse. Anyways. I don't know. I thought that was funny, and I had to share it. Suck a dick up till you hiccup. That should be my motto. Anyways, talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Dear. Sweet baby Jesus.
He also emailed us too. Let's see.
Well, we're at 30 minutes, so.
Yeah. I guess I can read that on the next one.
Okay.
So, all right, people, that's the end of three. What number did I say?
I don't know.
329. That's the end of 329. Make sure you stick around for, we have 25 users, oh my god.
And part two.
For part two of the show where the big secret comes out.
Secrets. Yes.
Not secrets, because that's different. You only have that when you're sick or you need to numb your mouth a little bit. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right, so this is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Bye.
Peace.
You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcasting Network.
They're just trying to get under your skin.